Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTech Smith and Steve Metz.
BTech Smith and Steve Metz,
you are now entering the Megacast.
The Megacast.
Well, unlike Jay-Z, I got a little too hot in my headphones there, Ted.
Oh, coming in hot, huh?
Real hot. It's the Megacast. My name is Steve. I'm here with the newly drunk V. Ted Smith.
Yes, sir, Steve. The 90 days are over. I'm not hammered right now, but
no.
I definitely enjoyed some beverages this weekend.
Went hard.
I did.
Oh, man,
I
can't wait to hear the stories about all of that, because that's going to be great to hear.
Well, we could talk about the awesome beer Steve and I had. Oh, wait a minute. Steve never texted me back.
I knew it. You were going to bring it up.
I was like, oh, I'm waiting to the Megacast for this one.
Yeah, so what? I was a Saturday night. I had to go pick up my wife so she can enjoy her night at the Showbox. She went and saw that band Acceptance. They had a big reunion show for this band. And
Is that a Christian band?
I think they have Christian-based music, but I don't think they're a Christian band, if that makes
sense.
Sounds
that way. Acceptance.
Acceptance.
Or a super gay band.
Yeah, I don't think they're a super gay band. They
All
could
right.
be. I don't know.
You know what? They should be like the first ever gay Christian band.
Now, that would blow some people's minds.
You want acceptance? Accept us for all of us.
Although, you know, I should post this video up on the Megacast Twitter page, at the Megacast. My wife sent me a text from the show giving me a video that was easily one of the funniest things I've ever seen, if I could pull it up. A guy that was standing in front of her and her friend Lorena that went to the show. This is how he was dancing. I'm going to just send it over to you, Ted, if you could.
Here we go. Wait, sorry. This is good for our...
This is great for the show. That guy's getting wide, Steve.
Yep. It gets better. Look at that.
Holy cow. This guy's doing like a Magic Mike thing. Are we going to post this?
Yeah.
He's in good shape. I'll give him that. Was he... You think he was hoping like that your wife and her friend would be like, look at this guy's ass. We got to hook up with him now.
I don't know. She sends that to me. I'm like, first of all, hey, why is he doing that at a rock show? I mean, we'll put the picture up. This is like something that you would see like some chick do at like a EDM or a hip hop show.
I mean, right. He has his hand behind his head, interlocked, almost a prisoner squat.
Yes.
But then he's shaking his ass, and then he puts his hands on the ground and gets a full booty bump going.
Right. And this is at a rock show. And the shorts that he's wearing are like these tight, short shorts. Why are you wearing that to a concert? My wife was convinced that he was on something.
I'm convinced they're a gay Christian band. And that's the way people are dressing and dancing at the show, Steve. Maybe there's something to this acceptance movement.
So I drove in. I told Ted, I'm like, hey, I might get in early or whenever Sid's done, you know, maybe we can meet up for a drink. Well, when I got, first of all, I overslept. I almost forgot to get her. I fell asleep on my couch watching Police Academy.
Which one?
Police Academy 1.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I figured let's go back to the original. Great film. I mean, I knew it was a great film, but I was worried that it wouldn't hold the test of time. Still funny. I mean, it's
Mahoney's
cheesy.
Still funny.
Mahoney, Tackleberry, Hightower. There's like a serious like racial moment, though. Do you remember the scene when like somebody called the female black girl? I can't remember her name. The one that kind of spoke silently.
Squeaks?
Yeah, Squeaks.
Yeah. Why do I remember so much? I haven't seen that movie in years.
And they said something to her, and it pissed off Hightower. It was like a racial slur back in those days that was used more often than now. And in fact, it's like shortened now. It's kind of what Jay-Z calls himself. Jigga. Isn't that?
I'm confused. Just say it. What was it?
Jigaboo.
All right.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
We might have to bleep that. I don't want to piss anybody off. Do you think it's... I don't know.
It's not like you're using it. You're just saying what the word was.
And then Hightower just snaps and, spoiler alert, lifts up the car and flips it over.
Spoiler alert.
I thought it was awesome.
If you're going out to watch it for the first time, Steve doesn't want to ruin it for you. Yeah, that is. I didn't. You know what? I never thought about the racial implications of Police Academy.
Yeah. It's a very socially conscious film.
Yeah, Police Academy. It's socially conscious. Tonight, 30 years later, we're the only people using those two terms in unison.
Right. Ever. It's been completely like washed away from the vocabulary until this very moment. But when I heard it while I'm watching the film, I'm like, oh, snap, because I forgot most of the movie. And then I'm like, whoa, boy, that's not good. And then Hightower steps in and just takes care of business. I'm like, damn straight, Hightower. You show them what's up.
Yeah, I never, I guess I always thought Jigga was just him putting a J in front of like N, ended in A.
I don't know. Like, I'm just guessing. I've always just assumed that that was a shortened version of that. But hell if I know.
Huh.
I don't really know like many origins of many racial slurs and how they've been shortened over the years.
Oh, some of them are terrible.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah. It's a whole other show that we don't want to do.
Yeah. I like it, too, when you meet somebody. Obviously, when I say I like it, I'm being facetious.
Right.
And they use, like, a term, you know, not always against black people. Sometimes it's, like, Jewish people or something. And you're just like, and you got to have them explain it to you. And then you just kind of, it's that awkward moment of, like, Jesus Christ, you're a racist.
Yeah.
Like, you have to explain to me your insults, and now that you have, you disgust me.
Well, I saw somebody post on Facebook, I thought it was a great line, and go, I just found this brand new free app that lets me figure out whom my friends are racists. It's called Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, you nailed that right.
I saw a post on The Onion, you know, which is a fake news source.
Yeah.
That said, like, your friend that you didn't talk to much in high school, like, he's here on Facebook. Basically, it's like, he hasn't done much since high school. You weren't really friends with him then. Here's some mildly racist, offensive stuff.
Yeah. So anyways, I had to hurry in. In a panic, I just grabbed Lulu and drove into Seattle, so I knew I wasn't going to be able to make it out, but I was like, I'm trying to find where my wife is because she left the bar because I was running late, and also she told me kind of late in the game. There's a lot of, like, comedy of errors. Like, she's, like, texting me, it's like, hey, they just started, so they might be, you know, just to give you a heads up, and I'm like, oh, snap, I just woke up. Okay, I'll leave right now, but I figured, well, I still got time.
Steve, this isn't about you and your wife. This is about me and you.
Well, it'll get to you and me.
You text me and said, hey, I'm coming up to the city at 10. Do you need a ride from Tacoma?
Right. And then you said you didn't, so I didn't have to stay awake. So I took a nap.
So he takes a nap.
So I take a nap. I'm figuring I have enough time still to get to Seattle. Well, I'm like just getting on to like 167 or... Actually, I'm in the middle of 167. She's like, I think they're almost done. I'm like, it's only been like 35 minutes. She goes, they don't have a lot of songs. I'm like, they're the headliners. They can't stop after 35 minutes.
It's got to be at least 45 minutes.
Well, I think
a set can't end at 30.
No. So fortunately, I think it wound up being about 45. And by the time it ended, I was almost to Seattle. But she's like, well, I don't want to just wait here. So I'll go with my friend to the Cha-Cha. And I'm like, all right, fine. I'm eating the Cha-Cha. Well, then now trying to navigate through Capitol Hill with a dog on my lap and crazy traffic and dogs trying to bark at people.
Saturday night traffic on Capitol Hill.
Oh, my God, dude. It's insane. It's worse than it's ever been.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot more people up there.
They're not gay people anymore.
No. It's the bros and
the
and woo girls.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There are so many hot, blonde girls in mini skirts waiting in line to go to some club. I thought it was just an abandoned building. I'm like, what are they waiting in line for on Broadway? I don't know what club it was.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You know what the thing is like, you see women like at work and stuff, or even during the day walking around downtown or any small major city, but people are dressed for work. So like you see skirts and stuff, but it's not gonna be like, you forget Saturday night, the realm of the young 20 chick.
Right.
And it's like, well, I don't even know what you call those. Just the tiny little skirt. What do you call that? A skirt or a dress when it's one thing?
It's a dress.
It's a dress.
Barely.
Yeah. Or like little black dresses and you're just like, God damn, that is hot.
And like, I mean, pretty much all the boob but the nipples showing.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I have not been around that kind of environment in forever.
And Capitol Hill is where everybody's at.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And then now trying to navigate through in a car where my dog is kind of like just poking up through the window. Hey, dog, cool dog, man. Then knocking on the window. I'm like, I just want to run you people over if you're going to keep knocking on the damn window. You've never seen a dog before? It's a mess, dude. Then I finally pull up and I find Sid and she's waiting outside. She's like, well, hold on one second. Her friend hasn't found her boyfriend yet to go into the bar. I'm like, all right, well, I can't just stay in this spot. Like, this is like this is Pike Street. Like, this is a busy street. Cars are behind me and I'm like holding everybody up.
Yeah.
Dude, it was pure chaos. I was so stressed, and I was going to text you, and I just wanted to get home. I just wanted to get it. That's the moral of the story. I'm sorry.
Well, now I feel kind of bad. No. I had this whole plan of busting your chops
about
it.
You have every right to. I felt
that
awful.
That sounds terrible.
It was. I did everything I could to keep in good spirits. My wife did not pick up on my anxiety. Usually she can. She was very appreciative that I picked her up. She did not know the hell that I went through in order to get to that. And I was so mad at myself. I'm like, if I would have left a little bit earlier, I could have picked her up in Downton. You know, Belltown would have been easy compared to that.
Where was the show at?
At the Showbox Market.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would have been much easier.
And that's stressful. Like, that's a busy area. But compared to Capitol Hill.
Capitol Hill is just the spot right now.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Right, Belltown isn't nearly as busy as it used to be.
I didn't realize how much of a spot it was.
Yeah.
It's insane, dude.
Yeah.
As you know, I mean, you have friends that DJ there, Barnes, and I know you've been out there before, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean and, yeah, different Sean.
Different Sean.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, before we get into anything, let's get our push-ups out of the way.
All right.
I want to hear about all of your drinking escapades now that you're back on the sauce.
All right. Oh, yeah,
I'm
man.
Looking forward to it. So, but let's get 10. It's time for us to get our brain, get our heart racing, our blood pumping, and our brain.
Functioning, Steve.
This one, Ted, is a little bit of a foreshadow for something that we'll talk about later.
All right.
And I figured what better way to get ready and to get 10 than the deep, brooding music of Typo Negative.
All right.
Are you ready?
No, I'm worried I have to give blood later now.
Ha, here we go. Let's get 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, those felt good.
Yeah. Felt a little tougher than they did on Saturday morning, pre-drinking.
Mr. Hangover.
I should have done this version of For Summer Gold.
Yes!
I see where you're going now.
Now you got it. We'll get to that soon enough.
So dirty. If somebody talked to me this way, I'd be like scared and like, get out of my place, man.
Right?
You kind of creepy.
Pete Steele, man, rest in peace. But that guy, he thought posing for Playgirl magazine was gonna like win him a whole new female fan base.
Yeah.
Quite the opposite. They became very popular with the gay people.
Yeah, who do you think reads Playgirl?
Right. I don't think he thought that through. They became very popular with the gay community.
Right. Straight women are out having sex with dudes. Gay dudes are the one reading porn about dudes.
Yeah, they're no different than straight dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
TED Talks, starring BTEC Smith.
I kind of want to change my TED Talk now to just don't send D-pics. Because that guy didn't learn that lesson. this week on TED Talks, you've heard it 100 times. Simple advice, pick your battles. Try to choose them wisely. And, you know, there was something last week that got me kind of fired up, and I had to kind of check my own ego at the door and then realize, you know, like, this isn't... What am I really going to win out of having this battle with somebody?
Right.
And if there's nothing positive out of it, is it worth it? So whether it's work or your relationship at home with your wife, maybe it's a relationship with your dog. I don't know. I'm just saying. Be careful.
What are you trying to say, Ted?
Maybe just give them that extra treat. Just pick your battles wisely and...
She's teetering on 8 pounds, man. We got to watch what she eats.
Yeah. I just, you know, make sure you stay in productive here in the year of the hustle.
Dude, I deal with that. That is like that's my mantra here at work. There are so many times I get worked up about something. I'm like, not this time, not this time. And then there's that little, the wise Zen person in me that goes, pick your battle, Steve. Is this the one that you want to put your name on and your neck on the line for? Is this the one? And I'm like, maybe not. Same in relationships. I pick my battles. I choose just to not battle. I just, like, unless it's something that I'm like, oh, no, this one I am not letting go of. And usually my wife picks up on that. She's like, wow, you don't usually get after it with me about these things. Maybe this is one I need to pick a battle and back down on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, look, it would have been easy for you Saturday night to pick her up after dealing with all that traffic.
Sure.
And kind of just be a D and be like, you know, like I had to drive all the way up here for this and that.
Yeah.
You know, but knowing you, I'm sure at one point you just went, honey, this is a little stressful getting up here. Like, just give me a minute. Yeah. I don't think you understand what I just went through.
I put some happy music on and, you know, having Lulu, even though she was stressful, she definitely brings the happy energy to the mix, you know, because she's just a fierce warrior princess that she is.
I also think it's funny you said earlier, people are knocking on the window. What, you never seen a dog before? Keep in mind, Steve and I, if we do a Wednesday, make a point to walk by the dogs every time and just stare at them. I bet they sit there and go, have these guys never seen a dog?
That's a good point. You're right.
Especially you had drunk people. I just feel bad as I would have been like, dude, look at this little dog in this Jeep.
You're right, man. You're absolutely right. Well, if I was drunk, I'd be... I don't know if I'd touch the person's car.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd knock on the window.
But I'd wave.
Yeah, hey, we definitely would.
Hey! Roll the window down. Can I pet her? That happened once when we were going to, like, what was that, Snowflake Lane or whatever it is in the U District?
I've been there.
Right, so we're waiting in that line. It's kind of a long line, so we had the windows rolled down, just, you know, enjoying the fresh air. And we got
you can hear the music?
Us. Yeah, so we're getting pumped. Some lady's just like, oh, cute dog, and just comes running at her. Doesn't even say, hey, can I pet her? Just comes running at her with her hand. Lulu snaps.
Yeah.
And just starts barking like a freak show. That lady's, she turned pale white and ran. I never laughed so hard in my life. I'm like, serves you right. You didn't ask if you could pet her. Even kids know to ask.
Yeah.
You gotta ask.
I mean, there's, you know, if you're sitting in a bar and the dog's just laying there next to you, probably a good chance because it's sitting in a bar.
Yeah, it's a lazy bar dog.
Yeah, it's probably drunk. Right, but most dogs, you should ask. I'm just saying, if they're somewhere social in an environment like that, you know what I mean? If you have a dog that snaps at people to pet it, like, you shouldn't take it to a bar. I hope that it's not news to anybody. And people listening to this outside of Seattle are probably like, why would you take your dog to the bar anyhow?
Because it happens.
Because it's prolific here in the Seattle area.
It's crazy. People think it's weird when they don't that let you have your dog in the bar. Yeah. Like, people just show up. We were at a bar just recently in Belltown, and somebody came in and said, cool if my dog comes in? I'm like, and then the bartender, she's just like, yeah, come on in.
Where were we?
The Belltown pub.
Oh, yeah.
Where
very,
your sandwiches.
Very dog friendly.
Yeah.
Steve, sad news. My sandwich isn't there anymore.
What?
Yeah, man.
Why?
They got big time.
They bumped you off the list?
They bumped me.
Is that sandwich still there?
No.
Oh.
It's gone. It's a hole.
We need to create an uprising. We can't have that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it had a good run. I've made my peace with it, Steve.
All right.
I'm choosing not to battle this one.
Pick your battle, Ted. All right. When we come back, oh, man, this is good. I'm looking forward to having Ted hear this because a popular Northwest artist just called the people of Portland a collection of human turds.
Yeah.
Now, who said it? We'll tell you when the Megacast returns.
They are the men of my dreams, and they should be yours too. The Megacast will be back.
It's the steamy motion picture event of the summer. An innocent internet search becomes an insatiable sexual addiction. In theaters now, it's 50 Shades of Yellow. A story filled with submission and dominion. 50 Shades of Yellow. Me wrong or me right, but just me. You'll go bananas over 50 Shades of Yellow.
It's time to pipe it up with Ted and Steve. The Megacast is back.
Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. She was a basic bitch till I piped her up.
She was a basic.
I'm just doing my dab. I call it the pipe it up.
Damn.
Piped up in the city.
Piped up.
Piped up with your bitches.
Piped up.
Piped up intervention.
Piped up.
Piped up new edition. I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
Hey.
I stand on the stage and I pipe it up.
Hey.
Get a regular hotel, I pipe it
go
up. Buy a bando, then I pipe it up.
I think he's piping it up, man.
I think so. Is he just talking about smoking weed, right?
Or is he laying pipe?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I didn't think about that until this very moment. Typically, I just assumed he was smoking weed.
Well, he said about dabs.
Yeah. That's Migos or Migos? M-I-G-O-S.
I don't know. We're starting like, resident old guys checking in.
Hey, is that that Migos band, huh?
And that Migos fella. He's talking about the marijuanas, right?
I thought he was talking about that corn cob pipe. Like Frosty would smoke out of.
Frosty. You know what,
Steve?
Were
you going to do that? Were you going to start being the pipe guy?
I was. But you know what? Just hit me like a clear vision. Frosty was a snowman. How was he able to light and smoke this pipe?
He had to pick and choose. He had to pick his battles. It depended on how cold it was if he was going to smoke.
I would just think the lighter in his hand would have been.
I keep trying to light it, but I keep melting my thumb.
Right. There's a lot of weird things that happen in children's cartoons.
Unless he had one of those sweet ones that you use for like a barbecue where you pull the trigger, then the flame is far enough away from his hand.
I never thought about that way.
Yeah.
I would think just the pipe alone would have heated up and kind of melted his other hand.
I'm melting my lips. Oh, Frosty.
I mean, in his defense, I never actually saw him smoking it. He just kind of had it there for decoration.
It was an accessory.
Yeah.
It's like those people that wear glasses, but there's no prescription. It's just like wearing nothing.
Yeah. If you're not driving a scooter and you need eye protection, why are you doing that?
Wait, is there no other situation? Mowing the lawn?
Well, I'm just saying, like, on a scooter, a lot of the guys will wear, like, those glasses that don't have a prescription just because you need that. But, yeah, if you're mowing the lawn.
Okay.
Well, do you need eye protection to mow the lawn?
I used to not. And then one time a rock just flew by and hit me, like, between my eyeball and my ear. It, like, just, like, I was mowing and I hit a rock and it just flew up.
So
and
now you're using eye protection when you mow?
Now I don't have a lawn to mow. Fortunately, our front lawn is part of the community property, and it gets covered by the homeowners association. So I guess technically I'm dropping $80 a month to get it done. But I would wear sunglasses when I would mow the lawn, which looked weird when it wasn't like super sunny out. Neighbors probably thought I was some kind of diva just mowing the lawn with some shades on.
Or maybe they just thought you were stoned.
That too.
Maybe they thought you were piping it up.
Pipe it up. Pipe it up.
Pipe it up when I'm mowing the lawn.
Who's the producer that sat down and goes, yeah, man, I think you nailed those lyrics?
Probably the same producer that was like, wait a minute, this whole song's about cocaine and crack rock, and you're just going to sing about how much you like it.
Yeah, and there's only one line except for the baking soda part. Yeah.
Well, even in the rock world, I mean, is Buck Cherry really that much better?
No.
Right? I mean, the chorus is, I love the cocaine, I love the cocaine.
But he tells a story.
I guess you're right. Well, he's piping up in the hotel rooms. He's piping up on the show.
He's piping up with the bitches.
Yeah.
He's piping it up.
Some of the most important people to pipe it up with, Steve.
If you had to build a list of the people you want to pipe it up with, I believe that's it.
Yeah. My list would be like Steve Miggs.
Yeah.
Dave Garol. Bitches.
Too bad you don't put this guy on the list. How about this for a segue?
All right.
You know the band Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
You know the Float On song, probably. That's, I think, their biggest hit.
I feel like I know a lot more, or see that name a lot more than I actually know their songs.
Well, they're a Northwest band. I mean, mostly, they started up here in Seattle.
Peter Parker ever play with them?
No, I wish, man. They were always at a bigger level than us.
That was real honest. No.
I love Modest. Back in the day, I'm not a huge Modest Mouse fan anymore, just because they're not making music that I'm really connecting with, but the first two, three albums, I loved. I was obsessed with The Lonesome Crowded West. It's just dirty and raw and real cool sounding. And
all right.
And they became a huge band in Seattle, and then eventually became a huge band in the country with Float On. And Isaac Brock, the frontman, now lives in Portland. He's been, I think, on that show Portlandia, a few other things. He was doing some kind of an interview in Poland, and they decided to talk about Portland with him. And the only reason why I wanted to play it is because I know that you're a huge Portland Timbers fan. And by huge, I mean you despise them.
Yes, very greatly.
Yeah, so I figured you'd get a good kick out of this clip where he's talking about Portland and his life now that he lives in the Portland, Oregon area.
All right.
Portland's weird, but it's kind of a crappy weird. It is the most vagrant-ridden, like, it's really f***ing up my liberal mind how just much, I'm just like, what a collection of human turds. Like, within the 1 week before I came on this tour, I had to run out people out of my house twice with axes. Two people died. This is like within 300 feet of my house. It's just a constant show of fights. And that's Portland keeping itself weird. That's the saying. Keep Portland weird.
Uh-huh. Now, I don't know how, but I've only been to Portland a few times. I know you've probably been there more than me. But maybe he's picked the wrong neighborhood to live in. If that kind of stuff is constantly happening in just a week.
I mean, there is a ton of vagrants. I'm guessing maybe he's saying because he wasn't there for a couple months, like people just tried to squat in his place.
Jeez. And they chased him out with an axe.
Yeah.
It's pretty
gangster.
Well,
two of them died. That seemed a little odd. Did he? I mean, I was like, did he kill him with that axe?
They need to reinvestigate.
Yeah.
All right, we got more from Isaac here.
Portland's like the last vestige of like the just diehard hippie. Actually, Eugene, Oregon is. But some of them end up moving to Portland to sell crafts and weed, which I'm really, really worried because weed is legal as of now. And so many of my unemployable friends have just lost their job to legal weed. Because, like, who the gonna buy with, you know, they're dried up when you can actually get really good weed and things. But a lot of the keeping itself weird is actually just allowing people to be complete pieces of shit. And that's exhausting. It is freaking exhausting.
And there's Isaac talking about Portland.
Yeah, and I understand what he's saying. Like, part of that, like, and that's not just Portland, that happens here too, you know, like, even for some of the communities that I kind of run in or hang out in.
You hanging out with a collection of human turds?
No, but there's, you know, I go on some of those retreats and you meet some people. And the people he's talking about are kind of like this hardcore kind of hippie.
Yeah.
And they don't really take into account the effect on the group as much as they take into account just the effect it has on them.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So like,
it's interesting you say that. I've just been thinking a lot about the selfish nature that we have as humans.
Right.
Recently.
Right. And for me, you know, I'm just a realist about stuff. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like last week, talking about money. You know what I mean? Like, look, I wish it wasn't as powerful as it is. But it is. So I respect it and understand that I got to go get a career. And I got to, you know, not get a career. You know, I like my career. But you got to take care of work first. And you got to have some money.
Absolutely. If you want to live on this planet and live in a house and not live right by the freeway, and I'm not meaning that to be a jackass, but we see it outside of our building. There's like villages that are springing up on the grass right by the freeway. That's not a life I want to ever live. So
right.
I got to save money.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I know some people that are like, yeah, I just live in my van. I got everything I need. And it's like, okay, like, good for you. But like, I can't do that.
No.
You know what I mean? I can't just run up debt and kind of go, oh, they won't find me. It's all good. You know, like, to me, that seems irresponsible. So I think that's partly what he's talking about. Like, staying weird is just kind of a cover for being kind of selfish. And I believe in a ton of government programs to help people out. But there's a certain line that can be crossed. And it's like, well, we're not really helping you out at all anymore. We're just enabling you.
I was going to say, yeah, we're just helping you stay fed and have a roof over your head while you continue to do your selfish things.
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting that he called his friends... what did he say? They were unemployable?
Yeah.
I thought that was just an interesting thing for somebody to say about their friends. Like, you know, it's a very honest description of people. But, like, I would imagine that his friends would probably not be very stoked that he refers to them as unemployable. I don't know why. I just feel like that's a pretty big insult. Even though I don't know if he meant it that way. He probably just means that these are people that corporate America wouldn't give a job to.
Yeah. I thought he just, because he kind of stopped saying, he didn't say friends all the way. I think he was like, yeah, some of my, unemployable people.
Yeah.
See, like, to me, he was just struggling right
there. You could be right, man. I just thought it was funny. The biggest collection of human turds. I saw a few of my Portland friends not very happy about this. Like,
really?
Like, one dude I know that's just like, and he works in the world of radio, and he's just like, I would never want to play their music ever again until he apologizes for that. And I was like, that's an interesting thing. It's no different than, like, you hear these radio stations are now not playing the music of Ariana Grande. Is it Grande or Grande?
I think it's Grande.
Okay, Ariana Grande, because of that whole licking the donut.
I know, she hates America.
She hates America, which I think people will just completely, I don't know what your take is on that. I think people say stupid things when they're talking about how our country is, like, all about excess and everything. And sometimes it's just like, oh, yeah, that's why other countries hate us. I don't think that makes somebody not patriotic. I think they're just saying something silly.
No. And what? And, yeah, you could talk like, look, I love living here, but I talk crap on the states all the time.
Right.
I mean, let's be realistic. You know, half the people running around, and that's the big one, too. You can't ever say anything bad against the military because all these people jump all over you. Like, well, it's military, so I support it, this and that.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, you support the wars, but we don't support our veterans at all.
No.
Congress continually cuts benefits to them and everything else.
Yeah.
So this idea that, like, you know, you're unpatriotic if you say something bad. Like, no, that's stupid. This isn't Nazi Germany or communist Russia back in the day. Like, you could speak critical of the place you live in. You could speak critical of your family.
Right. And it doesn't mean that you're not, you talk to somebody in the military and more often than not, a lot of the vets, the two words V and A are like the worst two words ever because of just how awful their experiences have been going there. And it's like, this is supposed to be the place where they could get better and get healthy. And it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I brought it up because radio stations are deciding not to play her music. And I'm just like, come on.
I mean, her music kind of sucks.
Hey, look, I would be upset if, like, music video channels decided not to play her music videos because I think she's easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
But it's like, come on. This is how we're punishing people. How dare you take a shot at our country? We're not playing your music anymore. It's such a weird world we live in, man. We're just so quick to be offended, so quick to want to punish people for things that don't even feel like are very punishable offenses.
Yeah, and then other major things go unnoticed.
Don't even care.
Right?
Right.
If you mentioned anything about the major banks and how they screwed everybody out of thousands of dollars, your 401ks, this and that, committed crimes.
Right. And then the government bails out the banks, and everyone's like, oh, look at them.
None of them did a freaking day of time. But if I bring that up, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Right. And then I know I'm about to say something that's totally conspiracy theorist-like. And they bail out the banks, and then the government profits off of it.
It's
okay. Oh, yeah, that's not. But let's get mad at her for licking two donuts and making fun of America.
Yeah.
It's silly, man. We live in a weird world. But I wanted to talk about something.
Aren't picking their battles correctly here, Steve.
Aren't, dude. That's a good theme for today's podcast.
Yeah.
Pick your battles, bitches. I wanted to bring up something that was tweeted at us at the Megacast.
All right.
It's from our friend Nori.
I missed that one.
You missed Nori?
No, I missed that tweet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm making fun of the fact that
you are never on that page.
No.
I don't even think you know the password. Well, you know it. You just probably don't remember it.
I don't.
It's dirty.
That's it? It's dirty?
No, I'm not giving out the password. Here, I'll talk to my. Hold on. Remember?
Oh, man. I'm so happy you reminded me what it is.
Well, anyways, Nori writes us and says, I posted a tweet when we were doing BJ and Migs one morning. We played the promo for the Men's Rooms Red Fest, which I'm going to be going to. I know you're going to be there. But
yeah.
So, and that's on Saturday, this Saturday.
Just July 18th.
That's right. Go to KISW.com to get information to get tickets, but it's at the Elysian Brewery in Georgetown.
In Georgetown, yeah. Right across from, like, 9-pound hammer, all that stuff.
I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to a Red Fest, so I'm excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Virgin Red Fest for me.
Yeah.
So I wrote, oh boy, just heard The Ted Smith's Summer Gold song. I hope he sings it live at Red Fest. So Nori chimed in and just said, and tweeted us at the Megacast, said, how can I hear it? I've been listening to the podcast. I haven't heard it yet. Did I miss something? We haven't played it on the podcast because it's just one of those promotional announcements that gets played on KISW. And if you haven't heard it, did I forget to post it? Oh yeah, how about that? I forgot to put it on here. Son of a bitch.
So we're not going to hear it right now?
No.
Oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
Wait, it's not in here. Weird. I can make a quick pause and go get it.
All right. I don't know what to do, Steve.
All right, we'll pause and we'll be right back. All right. That was a nice little pause.
That was.
Yeah. All right. We're ready now.
All right.
So this is for Nori. Nori, I went out of my way to run into the other room and get this for you.
Hey, guys. I got a terrible idea. How about some karaoke to get us ready for Red Fest?
Oh, no. Outdoor drinking.
Stand aside, fellas. Summer gold for a limited time. Flowing from the tap into my sky.
And outdoor drinking.
One more time for Red Fest. Summer gold.
I'll drink yours, I'll drink mine.
Hey, flow
flowing from the tap into my style.
Miles and Ted are both right. Great local bands, local food trucks, and men's room summer gold outside.
All right, so yeah, there's the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's weird. Like, I knew I had gotten very high on that Stein, but that voice is up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You went for it.
Oh, yeah, man. I gave 100%, Steve.
And that's why our push-ups were a summer breeze, the typo negative version right there.
Yeah.
That's for you, Nori.
I feel like I'm going to have to sing that at Red Fest now.
You absolutely have to. You got to get a music bed.
Yeah, I got to get wasted.
You should write more lyrics to it.
Hmm. It's not a bad idea.
A full song. I'll sing backups.
Full song?
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to Taz.
All right. You let me know. I'm here for you. I'll do the backing vocals. I can hit those high notes. Not really.
Even when I did just that, I made everybody else from the show leave the room. And I was like, just me and Taz.
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't be able to do that in front of everybody either.
Well, now you want me to write a whole song. Now you're saying you can't do it. What are you doing to me, Steve?
No, I mean, Ted, pick your battles, Ted.
I'm just going to sing the two lines, Steve.
No, I'm picking a battle, too. I think you should sing a whole song. The people want you to sing a whole song. In fact, if one of our fine mega family people want to help write the lyrics, just tweet at us. Ted now knows the password. one other thing I wanted to bring up before we take a break. People have been chiming in suggestions for where we should go before WWE's Monday Night Raw in Everett. Ted?
Have we told the Mega family that it's confirmed that I am smarter than Steve as I have the Tuesday after Monday Night Raw off?
Yeah, Ted is a smarter man than me. I don't have Monday or Tuesday off. Ted has both Monday and Tuesday off.
He's got most of the week off.
So people, we threw it out there. Hey, where should we go for lunch? Subsequently have a few drinks. And then
I'm having a lot of drinks now, Steve.
All right, well, I'm having one, maybe two, because I got to get us home. But Ted, you go crazy.
All right.
Yeah, because you do you. I'll get you home safe.
I texted Steve after we did the last podcast. I went and filled out my vacation form, and I said, screw it, Steve. I'm taking Tuesday off.
Yep.
So I get in the next day. There's an email from Hair Club, like, confirmed you have these days off.
Yep.
And I texted something to Steve, and then I was just like, by the way, drunk Ted will be riding shotgun with you on the way home. Just a heads up.
We're leaving sober Ted in Everett.
Yeah.
He can fend for himself.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pumped, dude. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, people have been telling us different places to go.
All right.
Two of the places that have come up the most, one by unanimous landslide. But our buddy Stevie, he said Brooklyn Brothers Pizza, great spot right across the street from the Xfinity Arena.
I have been there.
Yep.
Delicious pizza.
I agree.
I just don't know if I want to spend like 2 hours, though, hanging out in a pizzeria.
100% agree.
Yeah.
So the one that's come back the most, including this one from the Juster, Nick Just, he says, my go-to for anything at the Xfinity Arena, right across the street, why not Sports Pub and Grill?
Yeah.
I think that's the old Turner's.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah. I think I've been there.
Yeah, I looked at it, and I was like, I think I've been in there. I think that might be our spot.
That's our spot. Let's just make it official right now.
All right.
We proclaim it our spot.
So it be.
So it be. Let it be written and let it be told.
So it be.
So it be. What did I say? Move. I forgot what I said with the M.
Bitch.
I know I said something and you corrected me and made fun of me a second ago. I don't remember what I said, though.
Man, these Monday ones are hard, Steve.
Yeah, let's take a break. All right, when we get back, we're going to take a little break in bad. Walter White went Heisenberg on a fan.
This is heavy and hard. Just
son of a bitch, I screwed that whole thing up. Let's start that over. Here we go, Ted.
She said this is heavy and hard.
All right, so when we come back.
I feel like she's going to say something about us now.
You know it. Bryan Cranston, you know him as Walter White. Well, he went full on Heisenberg on a fan at Comic-Con.
I've never seen Breaking Bad. I don't get your cool reference.
All right, we'll come back and I'll explain it.
Oh, wow. This is heavy and hard. Just how I like my men. Ha. Ha. The mega cast will return.
I could couldn't believe it. My wife looked like she did 20 years ago.
There is an amazing anti-aging skincare breakthrough that's sweeping the nation.
I see her and I'm like, wow, you look so unbelievably hot.
This amazing new product, alcohol.
I must have had, I don't know, 6 or 8 beers and I saw her and I couldn't believe it. I said, have you lost weight?
And the great thing, there are no messy lotions, no night masks, no painful Botox.
It's like she had an entire head-to-toe makeover. I'm like, damn.
Alcohol is an amazing product that when consumed by your significant other, or by any of the male persuasion for that matter, can make you look younger and become irresistible. Wake up, sleepyhead.
What?
Oh, God.
Here, have another beer.
Alcohol is available at most major liquor or convenience stores. Side effects include believing you're a really good dancer, feeling like women are really into you, or karaoke. Alcohol, making people look hotter for centuries.
These guys like to twerk it like Mali. Only they'll look sexy doing it, as they have more junk in their trunk. The Megapast is back.
Hey girl, it's your song. Let's see that, but don't. I'ma try to do the things that you don't. Maybe it's your party, I just wanna play. Back it up and you drop it down low. Start twerking like Mali. Twerking like Mali. Start twerking like Molly. Go. Twerking like Molly. Start twerking like Molly.
I mean, anyone can write a song now, huh?
Yeah. I don't know how to have this conversation without sounding like an old man, but I mean, come on. I mean, he stretched out Badonkadonk.
Yeah.
Into like 2 bars there.
Wait.
And then just twerk it like Molly.
Start twerking like Molly. Start twerking like that, but don't. I'ma try to do the things that
don't.
Maybe it's your party, I just want.
Yeah, seriously, dude. Rethink your skills. I'm a fan of EDM. I like that breakdown, that dirty sounding part for the start twerking like Molly part. Yeah, that sound like a big fart.
Like Molly.
Oh. I swear.
Like Molly.
Yeah, that thing. That's
cool. But at that point, I don't need some cheesy rapper or R&B guy trying to sing over that. Like, I just would rather listen to those beats.
It's a good point. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if you're in that state of mind where you want to listen to that, you don't need words. You'll create your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll make your own song. I still say we could put our minds together and we can make a better EDM song than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah.
And we have the perfect guy to test it out on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll just be like, hey, man, I know you're going to be home Thursday night getting weird in your room.
Yeah.
Listen to our new beats. Tell us if it sounds like you're in the club.
And he would do it for us.
Yeah.
You know we're talking to you, number 3.
Hey, can I ask you something random?
Yeah.
So on my Facebook, I changed the picture, my profile picture.
To the water one.
To me in Snow Lake, underwater. Yes.
Which is a great picture.
Yeah. But I changed, obviously I'm swimming in a lake, so I'm shirtless and stuff. But I changed it to that picture. And then this weekend, 2 extremely attractive women that I've been kind of like talking to over time.
No.
Like one girl drunk dialed me.
What?
Yeah. And then the other girl was like, no, like I could have gotten her number, but she was like, and she's younger. So I was kind of like just being like, eh. Like she's.
How young?
She turns 21 in like 2
yeah.
months.
Yeah. I'll talk to you in 2 months. See you at the bar.
Well, she's right. So I was like, and then she's like, no, here's my first and last name. Like, look me up on Facebook. I was like,
is that the new phone number? It's just look me up on Facebook.
Yeah.
I guess.
So either way, but I was telling my buddy, I go, man, the one girl that drunk dialed me, I go, it's because of the shirtless picture on Facebook.
That seems interesting, that 2 girls out of the woodwork almost.
Yeah. Now, granted, I've been, you know, in a very good headspace with Zen Smith and whatnot.
Right.
So I'm sure that plays part of it.
And now are they aware that you're just recently finished with your 90-day challenge?
No.
Oh, they're in for a world of hurt.
Well, you know, Steve.
Have you finished? Yeah. I know you drank. So.
Yeah. Everything's happened.
All right.
I've drank, I've smoked weed, and I have masturbated.
Okay. So I was curious because we've had this conversation, I think, on the Megacast. I'm sure you've had it on the podcast. And I think we've had it multiple times on our walks to get dinner.
Yeah.
And what's going to be your first release?
Yeah.
So it was you by yourself.
Yeah. Basically, this is what happened. when I got done, like, it kind of went in...
Tell us all the details, Ted.
It kind of went in steps. So, like, after the strict 30 days after the... that's why I say, like, 6 weeks. So, 90 days basically just being hardcore, just no drinking.
Right.
There was a little weed before.
Yeah.
And a little... And so, then after I got done, like, the strict, like, 30 days post-retreat, me and my buddy that runs the retreat, we literally went over to Little Woody's and got bacon cheeseburgers.
Awesome.
So pork and red meat went out the window in one...
like within minutes of being done.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then the next night, I masturbated and rolled a joint. So then it was just waiting to...
Did you watch anything? Or was it just like, you didn't even need to watch anything?
I watched about 90 seconds of a video.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's longer than I expected.
Yeah, that was about it.
That's impressive.
Yeah, caught me off guard.
Did you have a certain video that you were planning on going to? Or was it just like, you grabbed the first thumbnail that looked good?
The first one that just said blonde.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? You see that page? There's a bunch of them up there.
Absolutely.
Whatever one just looked like, you know.
Is it me or is it getting worse with XNXX and X videos? Are they just now basically becoming the incest page?
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
I never click on them.
Right.
But they show up.
I've gotten to a point where I do click on them because I don't know what else to click on. Like, nothing else is like I like picking what's on the first page. I feel like it's something new and variety, you know?
They're actors. They're porn actors and actresses. So I understand that.
Right.
But don't put them in this role where they're related. That seems so creepy to me.
Unless it's a step-parent, step-kid, I could get past that.
I could watch the step-parent one. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, like step-mom gets...
But relatively new in their family. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that mom just married dad, step-mom did, and I'm like, you know, we barely know each other, so we just banged. Like,
yeah.
I'm okay. Like, I don't want like a Brady Bunch story where, like, you know, it's like you were 7 when we first got married and now you're 18 and that's weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just hate it when it's like I know they're actors and like that chick's hot and I kind of want to watch this, but like I can't because you're implying that that's her actual brother.
I did it once where I finally said, all right, I'll watch this one, mother, son, because the girl was hot. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to pretend that this is like his buddy's mom. So I got it in my head. It's so sad that I've created a fake story for this fake freaking porno.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I can handle this. And then like there was like a string of like 6 moms in a row. And I'm like, I got to turn it off. Kept calling her mom. This is how mommy likes it. All that. And I'm like, come on, man. Come on.
Even when I went to the Bunny Ranch, right? The first time I went and I had like the big group sex date.
Yeah.
Like, 2 of the girls...
I'm just like, we've gotten to a point where this is just, like, part of our conversation. It's no longer, what? You did what?
Right. It's group sex date.
Yeah.
And I finally, because they were always talking about how they were sisters, and I said to the one girl, like, you guys aren't actually related, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no. We just say we're like sisters. I was like...
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what people talk about, twins. I'm like, that's not really a fantasy for me, because it's... It's still 2 sisters.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to have chicks there, they need to make out. That's right. Part of having multiple chicks there.
They could be sorority sisters, not real sisters.
Yeah. Or, as we've established, very recently stepsisters.
Right. Who are both equally as hot.
Yeah.
I had that. I remember one time, like, role playing. I never really am a role playing kind of guy. And I had an ex-girlfriend. And
all right.
She said, well, we should do role playing. I'm like, all right, fine. So she showed up, like, and she had, like, a schoolgirl outfit. And
nice.
She's like, yeah, I'll just pretend that I'm, like, you know, you're the dirty neighbor coming over, and I'm like, cool, yeah, sweet. But then she's like, and I'll be like, during it, she's like, yeah, I'm that dirty high school girl or something. And I was like, all right, college or older. We can't have you be the high schooler. I'm not okay with that.
Like, or we need to establish that you've graduated and you're over 18.
Right, or have you been left back 3 years? So at least it establishes that I know for sure that you're 18 and in high school. Otherwise, I'm not feeling like this is not helping the guy down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, and that was the last time I ever role played. I was like, I don't want to get into that awkward conversation of shooting down somebody's role playing idea.
Huh. You know, I'm up for role playing, but I haven't crossed that bridge too much.
No. I've never with my wife. We've never role played.
Hmm. Nothing?
No. I mean, I guess like she pretends she loves me all the time. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You guys should set one up.
Like, and do what? That'd be an awkward conversation. You know my wife. We don't have those kind of like... We have sex and we make love and all that fun stuff, but we're not like dirty talking.
I think one day You should be upstairs in that extra room and have your drum kit set up.
Okay.
And like post-workout, you should be in there banging on the drums.
Yeah.
And then she comes in like she's just some random groupie and yeah. you're like the best drummer in the world. Like, and you have sex right there by the drums.
Call me Dave Grohl. Call me Dave Grohl. Let me be your Foo Fighter.
Oh, oh man. Yeah. See, you're ready for this one.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Right. The creative juices are flowing. That did not sound right. All right, let's move on.
Those are the kind of creative juices you got to be careful of.
That's right. That's how you make babies.
Right? That's how you get roles in Hollywood.
Bryan Cranston, he's a guy from Hollywood.
All right.
He played Walter White in Breaking Bad. I can't believe you haven't watched Breaking Bad. I'm surprised by that.
Never seen one.
Any interest in seeing it?
Oh, yeah.
Then why haven't you?
No good excuse.
Just haven't started.
Was it on HBO or Showtime?
I think it was AMC.
Oh.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, man. I have no good excuse here. I've heard only good positive things about it.
I'm like that with Walking Dead and Sons of Anarchy. I know they're both on Netflix, and Breaking Bad's on Netflix if you have Netflix. I've had every intention to watch it. I haven't gotten to the point where I've been able to sit down and watch that first episode. The first is always the hardest.
Yeah.
But I finally did it with Breaking Bad and wound up being one of my all-time favorite shows.
And they're just half-hour guys, right?
Oh, no, they're hour-long. Well, 45 or whatever, 50
I'm
minutes.
I'm out.
Sorry. We'll just break them up, man. Instead of 8 seasons, it's 16 seasons.
All right.
Yeah.
There's 8 seasons of Breaking Bad?
I think so. 8
oh,
or 9.
Oh, Jesus. This yeah. is a commitment, Steve. I thought there was only like 4 or 5.
Oh, there's only 2 episodes total. It's really long.
Really long.
Take up weeks of your life.
Here, you want to pick up, like a pick-me-up, feel-good movie? Here's Roots. It's going to take you 2 weeks to watch.
It's really good, though.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about it.
Yeah.
Now, Breaking Bad, I think you would like, especially like as a stoner guy, like it's that type of show that's going to, like, when the episode ends, you're just like, why are you effing with my head?
Really?
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
It's really good. I really love it. Well, obviously, I'm not the only one because people love him. Bryan Cranston was just recently at Comic-Con, and some kid wanted to talk to him, and the kid... To put it in perspective, he's from Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is where Breaking Bad was set.
Yeah.
So this kid kind of gets all fanboy on the fact that Bryan Cranston did a show in Albuquerque, and I wasn't expecting Bryan Cranston to go down this road, but it's pretty fun.
How old's the kid?
I'm not sure. In the audio, he sounds like he's probably in his 20s, but I could be
all right, all right.
Younger guy, and he's kind of, you could tell he's got like that nervous, awkward energy when he was talking to Bryan Cranston.
He's a nerd!
Yeah! Nerds. Here we go. Here's Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. My question is, because I grew up in Albuquerque, what was there any cool places, anything that you liked being there? Like, how was it? Because it's my hometown. So I want to know, how'd you like it? Well, did you have fun there?
Yeah, I'd go and visit your mother once in a while.
He just dropped the mic. Like, that's the last thing I ever listened to it this morning. I even saw the headline. It says, Bryan Cranston makes fun of guy's mom. I'm like, well, what did this guy do to deserve that? And I click on the audio, and that's what we got.
Play it again.
All right.
That was awesome.
Yeah. My question is, because I grew up in Albuquerque, what... Was there any cool places, anything that you liked being there? Like, how was it? Because it's my hometown. So I want to know, how'd you like it?
All right, pause it.
Or did you have fun?
See, so he's twice mentioned that it's his hometown.
Right.
He sounds a little stoned also.
You could kind of hear Cranston giggle a little bit.
Yeah.
That second time.
It sounds like he's basically just up there kind of bragging that he's from Albuquerque.
Right.
And wants like nothing but love showered down upon him.
Right. And then get shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go and visit your mother once in a while.
Oh, that was a little mean.
That's... I like the part where you can hear the stoner kid go, that was a little mean.
You just crushed that kid.
So awesome. What a great memory, though, for that kid.
Yeah.
He just got totally got a mama joke thrown at him by Walter White.
What if it's not?
What if he actually did? Like what he looked at him and he's like, you look familiar. I've seen your pictures on the refrigerator.
Yeah, but that kid's such a big fan. He would have known if his mom was banging Walter White.
He would hope his mom would. No, I don't know if her mom would tell him.
Did you see Cranston popped up as Walter White at EDC in Vegas this year?
No.
Yeah. He popped up at like 1 a.m. for one of the sets. Some one of the huge DJs, and he came out as Walter White, and then I guess said some line that's famous from the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you seen the latest trend with in the world of EDM music, where like a certain DJ pranked the entire club?
Yeah. He trolled them all, yeah.
Yeah, right before the beat dropped. It was, what song was it? Spandau Ballet? I can't remember the name of the song.
All right. Yeah, Ben showed it to me last week.
Yeah, like the build, and then the beat drop is when that moment where everything gets kind of just really nasty and awesome. And instead of doing that where everyone's anticipating that moment where you all lose your mind, nope, he just threw in like some cheesy 80s song.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. I would imagine that's going to happen more now.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I think it's going that way with that music anyhow.
Those DJs have to have a sense of humor. If you take yourself too serious and you're a guy that's doing that, I think you got to be able to look and be like, okay, I get it. People are going to poke fun at me. Why don't I have fun at their expense as well?
Yeah. And why not?
Yeah.
People do it all the time. I mean, Bryan Cranston is telling his fans that he banged her mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is awesome.
Zero F's given.
Like, I wonder at what point in his head he's like, yeah, this kid will be all right with me dropping a mama joke.
I think it was the second time, because it's my hometown and I'm just here to try to get some attention for Albuquerque and for myself. He just said, to hell with it. I'm hitting this bitch with a mama joke.
I wish celebrities would do more of that. Have fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, this kid is just being an idiot. Instead of trying to give a serious answer to a stupid question or statement, let me just have some fun with him.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, it's a Hollywood, like, did they even film that much in Albuquerque?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of scenes of them out and about, so maybe, but I would imagine everything's done in some Hollywood backdrop or whatever, Hollywood studio, and they just get all the exterior footage. You know, they send a camera crew to shoot the house and all that crap.
Yeah, it's probably filmed in Vancouver.
Yeah, to save money, probably.
I mean, think about all the times me and you have run into Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Just earlier yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, me and that guy brunch all the time.
I was at Grey's Anatomy Hospital and, getting checked up on, and he was there.
Is that what hospital is? It's just a fake hospital, right?
It's the Como 4 Studios.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, they use that and they pretend that that's the, like that weird green glass in the white building. They pretend that that's the hospital.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's not even a hospital.
It's not even a hospital, dude.
Screw that, man.
Screw that stuff.
And he's dead now. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
McDreamy's dead?
Yeah, McDreamy died.
Good.
All right, why don't we get out of here? Let's get 10.
He should have died sooner, Steve.
The whole way he died, too. So stupid, man. I'm a fan of the show because my wife's a big fan.
I can tell.
Yeah, and so he's going to the airport, I believe, but he's like, traffic was really bad, so I'm taking a different way to get to the airport, right?
What, 99?
That's what I said. He wouldn't be dead if he took 99. His way, because it's television, and they don't realize that maybe somebody from the Northwest is watching this show and knows what it takes to get to I-5 to the airport. He's like on a ferry at one moment, and then he's in like these weird backwoods. Like, I don't even know what he did. Like, I don't even know where he went.
It's ridiculous.
If he would have taken 99, you'd still be alive.
He'd still be alive.
Still be alive.
But I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah. If he would have taken an Uber, he would have been fine.
If he had taken an Uber X, it would have been cost efficient, too.
That's right. All right. Hey, thanks for listening to the MegaCast.
Yeah. We're going to have some more of these odd Monday ones. I'm playing soccer again on Thursdays.
Nice.
Or Wednesdays.
I'm looking forward to it, Ted.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's get 10.
Oh, see you guys Saturday at Red Fest.
Yeah.
I'm sore. It sucks getting down there on the ground.
Odd. Hungover Ted is in the house.
Ugh.
Hey, don't also forget, mark it in your calendar. August 10th, Monday Night Raw. Everett, hang out with us before the event at the Why Not Sports Bar.
Everett, we will be in you.
We have no idea what time we'll be in you. Sometime after 2, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, it kicks off at 4:30, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple hours pregame, we'll be good.
We'll megacast before it, and then pony on up.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken wings and beer. Hopefully we don't take any of McDreamy's directions to get there. All right, we'll be back next week.
See you, folks.
Yeah, I'd go and visit your mother once in a while.
Oh, that's so mean. That's...